Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about why America should be thankful. And I believe that is the focus that we ought to have each and every day, regardless of the condition. I'm looking at an article. I'm going to read this briefly and take our caller. We're interviewing today and have as our special guest Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. We're having some good dialogue and discussion about, even in the midst of the disarray, the disbelief, and the confusion in America today, we still must be thankful. Here's a good reason. This article says, the true meaning of Thanksgiving focuses upon relationship. Thanksgiving is a relationship between God and man. Upon their arrival at New Plymouth, the Pilgrims composed the Mayflower Compact, which honored God. Thanksgiving begins with acknowledging God as being faithful and earnestly giving him thanks in advance for his abundant blessings in our lives, end quote. I believe we have Neil on the line. Neil, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, I'm so thankful today. The Bible says that it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. We're instructed to be thankful to God in everything. I have just a few things I'd like to mention.
Share those with us.
I'm so thankful today that I have a Heavenly Father who loved us and sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. I'm so thankful that I have in Jesus a great high priest who is seated at God's right hand in heaven and who ever lives to make intercession for us. I can be thankful also for the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God abides in us, for we're the temple of the living God. I give thanks for the heritage of God's Word, the Bible, for by the preaching of His Word, I was called out of doubt to faith, out of death to life. I'm so thankful for the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. What we have as a hope in Christ is not just wishful thinking. It's a divine certainty that's based upon the sure word of God. Another thing I'd like to say, we have mercy from God, for the Lord is merciful to all those who call upon Him. There's a passage in Psalm 86 I'd like to read about God's mercy.
Amen. Go ahead.
Psalm 86, verses 12 and 13. The psalmist said, I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify Thy name forevermore. For great is Your mercy toward me, and You delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Because of God's great mercy, we'll not perish in sin, for God has provided the Lamb to deliver us from the penalty of sin. I'm so thankful. One other thing, that is health and strength to do the things I need to do. The Lord gives us life and breath and health and healing and blessing at all times. I have only to read Psalm 103 to see the great many things that we have as Christians today. We're so pleased and we're so blessed today for all the things that God has done for us.
Amen. That's a wonderful, wonderful review of why we ought to be thankful. Thank you for that, Neil. Thank you so much for your sharing it. And I pray that it's been a blessing and inspiration for our listeners. Congressman, how do you respond to the wonderful, wonderful message of thanksgiving that was brought by way of the voice of Neil?
Dr. Young, thing I can say is amen. he summarized the good news of Jesus Christ and our loving God and the Holy Spirit. He summarized it all right there. That was fantastic, and I'm thankful that God just used Neil to spread that word throughout the people who are listening to this station right now in many different states, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
And so God used Neil to just spread that good news, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen. And he touched on, and I must pick up on that and elaborate, and then we can continue our discussion. He touched on Psalms 103. In Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Here's the key. And forget not all of his benefits. And then the balance of that chapter, I believe there's 20, 22 verses in that, outlines all of the benefits that God has for us and that he's given to us. It's a fantastic study on thanksgiving. For example, in verse 3, he forgiveth all of our iniquities. He healeth all of our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. And he goes on and on and on with what God has done for us and the benefits and the blessings of knowing him and praising him and thanking him for that. Goes back to the old song, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And in the 103rd Psalm, it names them one by one. He forgives us our sins. He provides food for our stomach. And God is the judge of all things, as you see in the balance of that chapter. Congressman, I know that as we talk about Thanksgiving, it's something that is normal for us. But we have those that perhaps are listening today, and they're faced with dilemmas and difficulties, challenges, heartaches, a need that there seems to be no answer for. Would you take just a moment, speak to that listener that may be in that position, and provide through your voice hope from God for them?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, there are people right now, there's no denying it, who are living in some very troubling times. Either they are suffering, perhaps illness in their body, or they have a loved one who is, or more recently, someone who is very close to them, a loved one has passed away, or that they're facing some very difficult financial situation. There's no denying that that is actually occurring right now.
Yes.
And despite that happening right now, Dr. Youngblood, they can still lift up their voices and say, thank you, Lord God Almighty, despite those terrible circumstances. Why? Because God will make a way through them. Even if there's someone who is suffering from a terrible illness right now, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and his salvation to that person can give them that hope of knowing that even if they don't make it through that illness, that on the other side, they will be in glory with the Lord God Almighty. That even if you are facing a tough financial situation right now, at least here, United States of America, it is such a nation that has been blessed so bountifully that there are many around who will share their bounty with you so that you don't have to be hungry. You don't have to go without clothing or even without a place to live. God has shown his blessing abundantly upon this nation. Give thanks in all things, in all situations, because the Lord God Almighty, as Neil said earlier, is on the throne.
Yes.
So my heart goes out to those who are suffering. And Dr. Youngblood, you and I and many of your listeners have gone through times
yes.
when it was suffering. Mm. And we went through those times, and we're thankful even during those times because of the Lord God Almighty. And he did bring us through on the other side. We are witnesses to that.
Absolutely. And Congressman Hill, I'm reminded of Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, here's the key. Verse 7, Philippians 4. And, that is, if we come to God with every need, every supplication, every prayer, and we thank him in advance for his answer, for his will to be accomplished, and the peace of God, which passes, that literally means surpasses, all understanding, that means all human understanding, shall keep, that means encircle, your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So as we face the difficulties in the days, either past, present, or future, if we could be reminded that we need to turn it over to the Lord, pray, seek his face, and thank him for it, that's going to bring the peace that cannot be found any other way or any other fashion. Congressman, I'm thankful, if I can kind of interject this, I'm thankful that even, I believe it is CBS, just had a announcement that they believe, NBC or CBS, just announced that they believe that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And they believe that based on their investigation, that the Hunter Biden laptop reveals that Joe Biden is the big man, the big guy that's getting the 10%. So knowing that, I'm thankful that finally truth is coming out. I'm thankful that finally, after, what, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years now, I believe that laptop was turned over to the FBI September 2019. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with that. Would you take a moment just to elaborate on the Hunter Biden laptop, what that connotes, and how that links with President Joe Biden, and whether or not you believe that Joe Biden was involved, that he is obligated to the Chinese Communist Party, and just elaborate on that for a moment.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, what Hunter Biden's laptop revealed was several things. Excuse me. First of all, that the Biden criminal family is a debauched family, that they are involved in so many things that are illegal and should be prosecuted for, including setting up arrangements with the Chinese Communist Party, and also arrangements in Ukraine, where Hunter Biden being named on the boards of some of these oil-producing companies there, even though he has no experience at all in anything that has to do with gas or oil or businesses that work that way. He's named on the board and paid hundreds of thousands of dollars annually, if not into the millions, and that each time he gets paid, 10% goes to his father, the big guy. All that was revealed on the laptop, in addition to all types of sexual perversion and anarchy that was on his laptop. Now, when that laptop was first found, Hunter Biden turned it into a repair shop to be fixed. And then the repair shop person there saw all that was on there and turned it over to the authorities. The FBI knew then what they had. And there were certain news outlets which had hold of it, particularly conservative news outlets, that revealed what was on there, knowing that it was incriminating Joe Biden, who at the time Joe Biden was running for office for president, and the news suppressed it. The mainstream media suppressed what was on the truth that was on that laptop, hoping then that that would allow President Biden to win. Well, as we know, Dr. Youngblood, that as the election went on election night, that President Trump was leading by a large margin, an insurmountable margin. And all of a sudden, in five key states, the counting stopped simultaneously. In all five of these states, it stopped for a period of time. I think it was an hour or so. And then when it came back on, all of a sudden, Joe Biden was in the lead in all five of those states simultaneously. And so everyone knew that fraud was going on, that the Biden laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, would have prevented Joe Biden from being elected president. But now, all of a sudden, we have some of those mainstream media outlets who are admitting the what was on the Hunter Biden laptop that most of us already knew, those who weren't brainwashed, who already knew what was on there, they are now admitting that it was there. Why would they do so at this time is the question. And I think it's because they recognize, number one, Joe Biden cannot run for office again in 2024. It's sad to see his mental state, his dementia, which has taken hold. It really is sad. And I called it elder abuse, the way yes. they're still trying to prop him up as Absolutely. Our president. It really is sad. They know that he is in no condition at all to run 2024. So there's nothing to lose with him not being able to run for office at that time. So they can say because an election, his election is not in jeopardy, we can go ahead and admit it. And then admitting it now, and then should his son be tried and found guilty, because Biden is still president, he can then pardon his son. And so I believe that's probably why they are all of a sudden deciding to come out and say that, yes, it is all there, when they knew it was there before, but they are just now admitting it. I believe they have sinister reasons for all of a sudden recognizing the truth.
Absolutely, and it's not because it's truth that they're all of a sudden, it's, as you said, sinister reasons and rationales behind it. I'm looking at the article, the news media happens to be CBS. I was undecided earlier. But it says, look out, Joe. CBS News authenticates the 10% for the big guy goes to you. In the article, it states, as Republicans prepare to take control of the House and to probe the Biden family business, CBS News has now broadcast a report of its own investigation featuring an independent forensic analysis that concluded the laptop indeed belonged to Hunter Biden and the messages on that laptop are authentic. The conclusion, according to this, on CBS Morning News co-host Gayle King wrapped up with the segment with a reference to the fact that the laptop was considered abandoned after Hunter Biden failed to pay the $85 repair bill that he received from the repair shop. And it goes on to talk about how it wound up in the hands of the FBI. Now, here's my take on it, and you tell me your thoughts. I believe that they, as you said, recognize that Joe Biden cannot and should not run for 2024 for president. I don't believe, number one, he'd be cognizant enough to even speak on a camera by that time at the rate that his dementia is now unfolding. But notwithstanding that factor, I've said, as you know and many of our listeners know, I've said for over a year now that by election time or shortly thereafter, they would remove Joe Biden from the presidency. I believe this is going to come full-blown. As a result of that, there's going to be a process in the now Republican representative, House of Representatives, where they're in control. They're going to start the process of investigations that could and may well and should lead to the impeachment of Joe Biden. As a result of that, the pressure is going to be on Joe Biden from his puppeteers for him to resign from office. Prior to doing that, they're going to remove Kamala Harris, put someone else as vice president, remove Joe Biden based on his cognitive inability and because of this new news that he is now totally sold out. In fact, according to two other articles I read, Congressman, there's been over $100 million from China that the Biden cabal received over $100 million. That puts Joe Biden in a position that he can do zip, zero, nada, nothing to defend America from the Communist Chinese Party. So I believe that is the process that we see unfolding before us. And so with all of that said, why does that affect me and my thoughts for Thanksgiving? Because God's justice churns ever so slowly, but ever so surely. I believe we're watching the wheels of God's justice unfurling, and I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that ultimately there may be the possibility of Americans having the truth in that picture. Congressman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to give a testimony of why you're thankful, what is your thankfulness for? Why are you thankful? What would you like to say to the listening audience today about why we should be thankful as Americans? That telephone number is 831-0917. We're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida, House of the Representatives. Congressman, I have a little mixed emotion, mixed feelings when it comes to the recent shooting. They call the mass shooting at the what they call the Queer Club, the Q Club, the Sodomite Club, in, I believe it's in Colorado. I believe five were killed, several, a dozen or so that's injured. And yet you find high profile on the news, and they're making it sound as though this is the literal end of the world with that shooting. Now, I know it's horrible. It's horrific. Family members are weeping over the loss of their loved ones, regardless of their immoral declension. But how should we view that as Christians in particular? Should we rejoice in that fact? Should we weep over that fact? Or should it cause us to, with a greater intensity, intercede asking God to heal our land and deliver us from that this Thanksgiving?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I think the latter is that we should get more intense with our prayer for God to heal our land. So it was horrific what we saw happening in Colorado. And you know, Dr. Youngblood, it happened in Florida a number of years ago at what was called, I think, the Pulse nightclub in Tampa, where we see these group of people who God has turned them over to their reprobate mind. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. He said, if that's what you want, you go right at it. And they do. And it's a terrible lifestyle. It's a horrible lifestyle that denies God, that shakes its fist in the face of God, saying, we will not obey your commandment to reproduce and multiply. No, we are not. What we're going to do is something that goes directly against that, because our behavior does not allow us to reproduce. So that's what we're going to do. And God turns them over to their reprobate mind. And all that happens because of that, including the violence. And it's a shame. It's a shame because, as you say, there are families, there are mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters who are grieving right now over those who were killed. And particularly if they had not expressed a desire to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hopefully, this will be a wake-up call, particularly for those who are wounded but who were not killed, that they need to make a change in their life, accept Jesus. He's the only one who can feel that emptiness that is in your heart that you're trying to feel physically, and you cannot. You can only feel it by the Spirit. We have spiritual deep needs that only the Holy Spirit can fill. And that can only be done when you accept the forgiveness of your sins that Jesus Christ paid for us. So I think we have to, Dr. Youngblood, be more urgent in our prayers for this nation, because we see it being, it seems to be heading in a direction where darkness is winning. But it is not, Dr. Youngblood. Light will always prevail. Goodness will always prevail. And so we must pray more earnestly that God will bring that to fruition quickly.
Absolutely. In fact, you touched on that, and I watched on early morning news. I believe it was on CBN. It may have been on Fox News. I usually like to watch Fox and CBN News early morning. And one of the networks, though, interviewed a man that was in that Q Club, and he was brokenhearted, kept wiping tears from his eyes. And here's his statement, which touches on what you just said, Congressman Hill. He said, I rejoice over that. I said then, he hit the brick wall. I believe God's gotten his attention. He said, I'll never go back into a club of any type, of any kind, at any time for the rest of my life. So I believe that, and we can rejoice in this factor, I believe sometimes God uses a catastrophic event, a major, major devastating event, whether it's in your life, my life, or others' lives, to get our attention, to draw us closer to Him, to be more obedient to Him through His Word. And I'm praying that that man would get saved because of his statement. He said, I almost died. I thought I was going to die. He was not injured, not shot, but he thought that he was going to die. In fact, he said he picked up his cell telephone, called his dad, and wanted to talk with his dad as one of the last things that he would say as a result of thinking that he was about to die. And so I'm praying that that is the case, and I'm thankful that God uses catastrophes, catastrophic events like that to get the attention of we in America. Congressman, we've got less than 2 minutes to go on the broadcast. Very quickly, I want to ask you a question. There's a statement where Newt Gingrich has said to Kevin McCarthy, as the future leader of the House and the House of Representatives, that the first thing he needs to do is kick off all Democrats on any committee assignment. What is your posture on that? What is your position? That's what Nancy Pelosi did to the Republicans. Should the Republicans do the same thing? Is there wisdom in that? I believe there is, but what are your thoughts?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I wouldn't kick them all off, but I would leave them in a very small minority such that they have no ability to make any decisions that would be able to be of consequence through that committee. But to have them present to see what justice actually looks like, how a committee should be run when it's done fairly and equitably. So, yes, I believe that now that the Republicans are in charge, they should take charge and yes. do what is right for this nation and not for a corrupt regime which is more intent on earning money and power for themselves instead of taking care of and governing this great nation.
Absolutely. Congressman, we've got about 20 seconds for our broadcast. Take these last few seconds and challenge our listeners to be thankful.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Youngblood. Give thanks at all times and in all things. Give thanks unto the Lord God Almighty, because our Redeemer lives, and He lives to redeem us from the curse of sin, that we might be with Him in eternity forever, where there will be no pain, no sorrow, no crying, no tears. That is a great hope we have in Him.
Amen. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issue. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.